let's get right to our highlights. Not a lot at the offensive end there in that first half, but we spent a lot of time and actually chatted with the freshman Hayden Curtis. It was his boost off the bench at the defensive end that gave life to Portland early on. Tynes now. They swing it around the horn. Gazelis in the corner. Back to Adamu. Lob pass to Bello over the top. Blocked from behind by Curtis. His third block. Fight for the loose ball. Tynes and Davis are locked up. It'll be a held ball. That kept Portland within three midway through that first half. What offense Portland did muster mostly came from Eddie Davis in the first stanza. Jones now leaves it for Davis between the circles. Crosses over, gets into the paint, jump stop. Little eight-footer rattles around and drops through. Eddie Davis, the only pilot to make a field goal here in the half, has 8 points. So with 5:17 to go, that kept Portland within shouting distance. They would rely again upon Hayden Curtis to keep Montana State within shouting distance. Ali, deep three, back iron, no good, long rebound. And it's Adamu who keeps it. One on two. Curtis got that one, his fifth block of the half. And Hayden Curtis, understand, once he gets his feet in the paint, he doesn't have to overcommit. So Portland down 10 at the break. They would start to get loose at the offensive end after missing all 9 3-point attempts in the first half. Eddie Davis was able to extend his range. Jones thought about a three. Finds Davis left corner. He'll try a three, and that's good. Catch and shoot three, and finally the Pilots hit a three after missing their first 10. The comeback was on. Portland within four. Hayden Curtis once again providing support at the defensive end. Bishop pick and pop with Fernandez, and Curtis comes all the way out to the three-point line for his sixth block. Davis ahead to Griffith. Reverse lay-in with a left hand short. No good. Tipped around. Griffith Jr. gets it back. Goes around Fernandez and lays it up and in. Portland down 5 at 40-35. They would continue to make their push, and it start again at the defensive end. Isaiah Dasher this time with the play. Bishop takes the screen from Fernandez. Crosses over, kicks it out of Adamu. Put it on the deck with a left hand. Put it between his legs, comes back right, dumps it down to Fernandez. Blocked from behind by Dasher, who gets the loose ball. He's going to go one-on-one with Muhammad, splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Coast to coast, Isaiah Dasher. Portland down one. 47-46 that point, and that gave Dasher more confidence at the offensive end. Picked up his dribble, he needs some help. Now he gets it over to Ali, into the right corner. Hen, thought about a three, they trap him there. Trying to break free, 10 on the shot clock. They skip it to Dasher. Down the lane, scoops it up on the right hand and good. And the Pilots have their first lead since 16-48 in the first half. 51-50 the count. Then Portland would continue to eke out in front. Mikey Henn, the beneficiary. Davis with Jones. Now Griffith Jr. finds Henn between the circles. Ali on the left wing, 12 to shoot. Ali down low, Henn reverse pivot, lay it up on the left hand and good. Nice pick and roll action. Portland back up by four. 60-56, then it was a matter of getting stops. Six on the shot clock. Bishop going right, steps back. He's stuck, drives on Ali down the right side of the lane, off the window, no good. Jones with the rebound and he's fouled with 1.7 seconds to go. Ali forced him away from the hoop. It was too strong off the window. Jones would make both those free throws. Portland with a three-point lead, and the Bobcats one last opportunity to tie it. So here we go. 2.7 seconds. Pilots leading by three. 62-59. It'll be Adamu to inbound on the far baseline. Ali, Henn, Jones, Davis, Griffith Jr. defending. Gazela setting a screen. Bishop catches it on the run. Gets into front court. Good if it goes. It's an air ball, and the Pilots come back for the victory. 62-59 the final. Portland now 6-2 on the season.